A reading from Matthew 7:13-14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only few find it.
One of the things I thought of immediately when I read this is an extremely well-known passage, is what Paul says, I believe, in Galatians. It says, be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature. Jesus is setting up a choice here. And one of the, I've oftentimes called the Bible the book of freedom. In other words, all of us face choices all the time. We've talked about this many, many times in these sessions. And here we're presented with another choice.
Yeah, that's perfect, because now Jesus is going to give four teachings where he puts two things in contrast. And it involves a decision or a choice, and then there's going to be consequences that come out of it. What's really interesting in this first one is the narrow and wide, is we've just come through a whole bulk of his teaching, and the teaching has expressed this wide mercy of God. And so God is very accessible and is desiring to pour mercy, but there needs to be a choice through a narrow gate to get into that mercy. There's a decision that stands right in our face, and there's a tendency in us to want the easy path, the path of least resistance. But Jesus is kind of setting now his past teaching about the wide mercy of God into a context that it requires a choice from us.
Well, isn't this one of the problems as human beings that we face, is that we're presented with choices all the time, but we're oftentimes encouraged to take the easy path?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something that is in the natural course of things. I mean, our whole contemporary American life is built on convenience. And convenience, in a funny kind of way, is choosing not to do the hard work, but to find it as if it's a solution to something, and of course it isn't.
Well, we're by very nature, because of the sinful nature that we carry, we're lazy. Even the hardest workers of us, I consider myself with a strong work ethic, but at the very core, I would love to be lazy the rest of my life and just kind of chill and have no responsibility.
But I don't believe that for a second.
No, it comes to me. I mean, we all have that dream of early retirement on an island somewhere and taking it easy, but the reality is, getting into the kingdom of God is a very easy choice. It's a simply a switching of allegiance, of saying, I'm not going to take my path, which is the path of least resistance. I'm going to take a harder path, which is God's path. But in that process, he is going to open up all the full splendor of the kingdom of blessings that you could get, that you could ever even imagine. So the exchange is a win exchange, but that choice is a radical choice from the beginning. I'm choosing a narrow road as opposed to a wide road.
And you mentioned the word kingdom, and it's very easy for us who kind of love the splendor of the earth itself to forget that there are two kingdoms.
Absolutely.
There's the counterfeit kingdom, and then there's the authentic kingdom.
Yeah, and for me, this kind of just creates a reflex in me thinking about Jesus, who quotes Deuteronomy, Psalms, and Isaiah more than any of the other Hebrew scriptures. And I immediately, when I hear the two paths, go back to Deuteronomy 28, the difference between the way of blessing or the way of curse. And God gives us the choice. And Jesus says, the gate is narrow in, but you're going to find it's the way of blessing in life.